Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. She will update us on lessons learned on wean-to-harvest transportation biosecurity. Dr. Lisa?
Thank you. The 2026 American Association of Swine Veterinarians annual meeting wrapped up earlier this month, and biosecurity was a main topic within many of the presentations and the pre-conference seminars. Biosecurity applies to all areas of pig production and supports disease prevention and preparedness efforts, not just for things like foreign animal diseases, but also for everyday viruses like PRRS or PEDV. Transportation biosecurity is a significant challenge for the industry as a whole, especially because it touches all aspects of production, but also is relatively expensive to do, including vehicles availability as well as truck wash availability. To address swine health risks identified by producers and veterinarians, SCHIC initiated the Wean to Harvest Biosecurity Research Program, along with support from FAR and NPB. The research program focused on site and transportation biosecurity with the goal to improve disease prevention within wean-to-market production sites. This research effort started in 2023 and funded the last project in 2025. A total of 24 projects were funded, and 11 of those were for transportation biosecurity. Results from completed transportation biosecurity projects will be reviewed, and there's multiple areas that we focused on for the research program. One of those includes trailer and tractor cab sanitation tools, so the assessment of different tools to determine appropriate sanitation using bioluminescence, and then creation of a platform that can help measure and assess sanitation, as well as develop a resource for truck wash locations. A second goal was the assessment of effective pathogen reduction protocols. So this means looking at different methods to clean and disinfect a trailer, but also considering the truck cabin. And then economics and epidemiology of cleaning and disinfection strategies were also assessed. And this includes potential assessments of rerouting and the economics and epidemiology of clean and disinfection. What have we learned to date? Initially, tools have been developed that can help you as a producer manage and track trailer sanitation, and this includes the use of bioluminescent ATP monitors and a clean trailer app, as well as looking at GPS-based tracking. In addition, truck wash location information was developed and is housed at the Iowa Pork Industry Center website. Best results for reducing PED contamination were investigated, and that ended up being either a volume hose and/or power washing with disinfection proved to be the most effective against reducing PED contamination in a trailer. Other steps assessing biosecurity really need to be assessed for cabin disinfection, because this continues to be a challenge, especially with a lot of cloth environments. And lastly, rerouting can be an adequate step. However, the economics of needing to have additional mileage, equipment, or facilities will need to be taken into account to look at the true benefit of this particular technology. Several of our projects are ongoing that specifically address the risks of contamination at the packing plant and trailer interface, as well as looking at mitigations at the plant and the economics of disease prevention. Results of all of these projects will be shared once each one is complete. However, to see the completed reports, as well as additional articles focusing on wean-to-harvest biosecurity, please visit theswinehealth.org.